姐妹大家好
Brother and sister, good day.
我们今天的信息是主耶稣三年的侍奉里面最后一年，也就是对着门徒的训练最后的阶段了。
This is the last year of Jesus' third year's ministry and about the last thing about the disciple training.
耶稣基督在教导门徒怎么样来侍奉。
When Jesus taught how to serve to his disciple.
事实上基督的侍奉里面很简单的来说明的话，就是他把生命呢释放出来，这个就是他的侍奉。
Simply put, it's releasing life.
将神的儿子的生命把它释放出来。
Release sons of God's life into the world.
今天可以讲是门徒训练的最后，对他们这十二个使徒来讲是最后一堂课了。
This should be the last lesson to his 12 disciples.
耶稣让他们在往后的日子里面，在侍奉的当中去回想主耶稣他在侍奉的里面怎么样把生命能够释放出来。
Jesus showed them how to reflect upon his ministry on earth, how to release his life to the world.
这个生命他有奇妙的能力。
His lifeHave mighty power.
他可以从死变成复活。
He can resurrect life.
他可以使黑暗变成光明。
Turn dark into light.
使仇恨变成慈爱。
Turn hatred into loving kindness.
我们来仔细来思想主耶稣怎么样的方法能够把生命释放出来。
Think closely how Jesus releasing life.
虽然在门徒来讲，他们眼睛可以看见耶稣在做的事情，可以听见耶稣在说的话。
The disciple can see and hear what Jesus has said and done.
但是在他主耶稣所说所做的每一个过程中，他就把他的生命就释放了出来。
Throughout the process, Jesus released his life.
马可福音第十章第三十二节，他们行路上耶路撒冷去。耶稣在前头走，门徒就稀奇，跟从的人也害怕。耶稣又叫过十二个门徒来，把自己将要遭遇的事告诉他们说。
Mark chapter 10, verses 32. They were on their way up to Jerusalem, with Jesus leading the way, and the disciples were astonished, while those who followed were afraid. Again, he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen to him.
在英文的里面呢，门徒呢不是只是稀奇而已，而是非常的惊奇。
So the disciples were astonished.
而且呢，跟随的人呢，因为耶稣那个时候是有一定的名声了，所以他到哪个地方就有人出来跟随。但是这些跟随的人，因为发现耶稣已经离耶路撒冷很近了，他却继续的往耶路撒冷的方向走，所以跟从的人呢会害怕的。
Besides his disciples, there are other people following Jesus. When they were close to Jerusalem, they were afraid.
因为耶稣的时候已经到了。
Because Jesus' time has come.
这个时候，事实上，耶路撒冷正有一群的人在等着他来。
Because there are people in Jerusalem waiting Jesus to get there.
只盼望他一进入耶路撒冷，他们就可以逮捕他，接下来就要使他受许多的惩罚。
The moment he arrived, they will arrest him and punish him.
所以这件事情他的门徒都知道的，但是竟然他明明知道耶路撒冷那里会发生这些事情，他却一定义的继续的往耶路撒冷走，所以他们非常惊奇，好像一件要大的事情马上就要产生了。
Disciple knew something bad would happen to Jesus, but Jesus still went to Jerusalem.
中国的俗语说，明知山有虎啊，偏向虎山行。
So there's a Chinese saying, even though there's danger in the mountain with tiger in it, but we still proceed into it.
翻得很好啊。
Praise the Lord.
接下来耶稣说，看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，交给外邦人。
So we are going up to Jerusalem, he said, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentile.
他们要戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上， 鞭打他，杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。
Who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him? 3 days later, he will rise.
事实上，这是耶稣第三次啊，用很明白、很仔细的话来告诉他的门徒说，他要上耶路撒冷，所遇见的每一个细节，他都把它说明的清楚了。
This is the third time Jesus described the detail what would happen to him once arriving in Jerusalem.
人事实地物啊，每一件事情都交代得非常的清楚。
The details about the time, place, and persons.
他在说预言自己的死。
He prophesied his own death.
记不记得第一次耶稣明白地告诉他们说他要去受死的预言的时候，彼得做了一个很强烈的反应。
Do you remember the first time he said that to his disciples, Peter protested strongly.
甚至彼得还责备耶稣啊。
Even Peter rebuked Jesus.
但是耶稣立刻责备他说，撒旦退我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，你体贴人的意思。
But Jesus said to Peter, stay behind me, Satan. You know the will of man, but you don't know the will of God.
第二次耶稣再一次用很清楚的告诉他们这个预言，这时候门徒听了以后，所有的门徒非常的安静。
Second time when he spoke plainly about what was going to happen, the disciple turned silent.
完全没有声音，因为他们不明白，也不敢问耶稣。
The reason they remained silent because they didn't understand, and then they dare not ask Jesus.
这是很合理的反应的。
It's a very reasonable response.
因为在他们的理智能够了解，发现耶稣讲话说做事都很有能力，而且带着上帝的一个权柄。
They knew God has power and authority from God.
好像他33岁的年纪来讲是如日中天啊，而且好像事业已经非常的发达，革命的情势一片大好。
Jesus was 33 years old in the prime of his life. Should be have a future full in front of him.
这样有前途的一个发展，怎么会讲他自己要死呢
？Why he predict his own demise？
所以他们到第二次的时候，他们没有声音，不敢问，因为觉得不知道怎么能够没有办法理解这件事情。
It's incomprehensible to them。
这次是第三次，主耶稣很明白地告诉他的受死的预言。这个时候，门徒的反应变成是害怕了。
The third time he spoke plainly to them what would happen。The disciples were astonished.
从这里主耶稣讲一些话他们听得懂，做意思是他们能够明白，但是在这里主耶稣把他的生命开始释放出来了。
This is how he released his life, on top of spoken plainly and performing miracle.
再过一个礼拜以后，耶稣就被钉在十字架上面了。
One week later, he would be nailed to the cross.
在这里说的道理做的事情可以懂，但是他所释放出来的是一个顺服的生命。
What he was talking about is obedient life.
因为上帝天父的旨意命定他要往耶路撒冷去，虽然知道前面所要遭遇的事情很清楚很明白，但是因为存心顺服以至于死，这个顺服的生命借着这样的过程，日后的门徒思想起来就知道，这位耶稣基督所释放出来的是顺服的生命。
That's how Jesus released his life, fulfilling God's plan for him. He obeyed God's will.
35节，西皮泰的儿子雅各、约翰近前来对耶稣说：“夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。”
Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee.Came to him, Teacher, they said, We want you to do for us whatever we ask.
弟兄姐妹，这个地方英文讲得很好，他用一个接下来 then 这个字啊。
So it's good in English they use then.
也就是说，刚才耶稣才讲到说，我要上耶路撒冷，受很多的苦，最后被钉死，第三天复活。这件事刚讲完，然后呢，这两个门徒就到前面来说，我们无论求你什么。愿你给我们做。
This is shortly after Jesus told them he would die on the cross and resurrected in 3 days. Then James and John came to him and asked.
弟兄姐妹，能不能感觉得到当时的情况？耶稣已经讲这样的事情，门徒来的是来问我们要 请你为我们做我们所要的东西。
Imagine the circumstances. Jesus just told him something serious. Then James and John came to him, asked for something else.
如果我跟你说，我下个礼拜一我要动一个手术，我的胃肠要开刀。
If I told you I'm going to have a big operation on my stomach next week.
结果等一下等一下聚完会以后，他跟我说，哎，我们等一下礼拜天的下午，我们一起去爬山或去打保龄球，好不好？
Then shortly after sermon, you came to me. So why don't we go hiking or playing, or go bowling?
我在讲我要开刀，他在讲说我们一起去打保龄球、去爬山。
I just told them I have this operation. I have no mood to play bowling or go hiking.
也就是耶稣跟他讲说我要上耶路撒冷被钉死，结果他们来的是求说，哎，无论求什么，你给我们做好不好
？So versus nailing to the cross, then his disciple asked for something else.
三十六节，耶稣说。要我给你们做什么
？What do you want me to do for you? He asked.
耶稣自己要面临死亡的时候，自己有自己的需要，但是他的门徒一点感觉都没有，并且不但不感觉到耶稣的需要，他们感觉到是我自己的需要。你可不可以帮我做
？Jesus has his own need facing pending death, but his disciple has something else for their own.
耶稣说。你要我给你做什么
？So what do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked.
我在出场在侍奉的过程中，有一次啊，我经验到一些的事情在我的身体。
When I serving Tucson, something happened to me.
我一天呢、啊，体重掉一磅到一磅半。
There's a period of time I dropped 1 to 1.5 pounds a day.
结果一个礼拜掉了10磅。
In a week, I lost 10 pounds.
结果第二个礼拜继续掉十磅。
And the second week the same thing, drop another 10 pounds.
说明当中有很多很羡慕。
A lot of people envy me.
但是对我来讲，那是非常恐惧的一件事情。
But to me, that's something to be afraid of.
我那时候想，我可能生命会有问题的。
I concerned there my life may be in danger.
那我不敢跟人家说。
I didn't want to disclose to others.
那个时候刚好有一个。在那个地方读大学的一个教会来聚会的一个女同学跟我说，我想去买一部车子。
Actually, one lady in the congregation came to me and telling me she wanted to buy a car.
所以我就开车载着她去一间一间的地方去找车子。
So I drove her to shop around for cars.
那她在那里看车子，这个车子的缺点怎么样，那个车子怎么样，心情非常愉快的。
So she was very happy cherry picking different kind of auto.
我在开一个地方一个地方，在陪着她在看车的时候，我心里面一直在想，我这个是个身体，不知道怎么办才好。
While driving, I was so concerned about my own health.
死亡的那个阴影，其实上是没有离开我的。
I thought about death.
因为掉的那个速度这么快，我实在不知道怎么办才好。
Because this precipitous drop in weight is not a good thing.
结果呢，我。陪了他一个下午，已经快3个钟头了，他还没有找到他想要的车子。
I spent 3 hours in the afternoon, but she could not find the one she liked.
他说：“可不可以再找一个时间再带我去看车子
？”So she said, "Can we find another time to look for the car?"
我在那个时刻的感觉啊，我稍微能够体会耶稣在这里讲的这句话。
Then I can relate to Jesus what he felt then.
我已经都这样的情况了。你要我给你做什么
？I have a tremendous problem with my health, and what else can I do for you?
第37节，他们说：“赐我们在你荣耀里，一个坐你右边，一个坐你左边。”
Verses 37, they replied, "Let one of us sit at your right, and the other at your left, in your glory."
弟兄姐妹，虽然在这样的一个情况，门徒讲他们要讲的话，耶稣说这样的话，但是在这里，耶稣把他的生命释放出来。
Even though they went different way in their thought and thinking, but Jesus was releasing his life.
我们在侍奉的里面，我们是常常会经历到很难得到别人的了解跟同情。
In serving him, sometimes we cannot get the understanding or sympathy from others.
我们有时候得不到人家的支持，还得到别人的反对。
Sometimes no support but rejection.
有时候是批评。有时候是毁谤
，criticism even libel。
耶稣也是在这样的情况之下。
Jesus is in the same boat.
他在这样的情况之下，他是把生命释放出来。
Under such circumstances, he was releasing his life.
这些门徒所唯一关心的就是我，我，我的需要，我的需要。
The disciple only concerned about me, me, my own needs.
我是一切的中心。
I'm the center of my universe.
所以耶稣事实上是与一群非常自私的人在那里侍奉他们。
So there's a bunch of self people around him, quote unquote, serving him.
所以耶稣在这样的一个侍奉过程中，他把他不但是把他那个顺服的生命释放出来，耶稣在这里也把无私的生命就释放了出来。
Not only Jesus released his obedient life, he also released his unselfish life.
这个不需要用讲的。
It's go without saying.
他就把这个生命就释放出来了。
He act and showed how he released his life.
门徒的自私在这种环境下，主的生命更容易显明，真的是释放出来了。
The selfishness of his disciple really shined on Jesus releasing his life.
弟兄姐妹，他所讲的道理是很伟大，但是这个释放出来的生命会转变人的。
So what he said is important, and releasing his life can change lives.
接下来耶稣说38节，你们不知道所求的是什么，你们不知道所求的是什么。我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？我所受的洗你们能受吗？
You don't know what you are asking, Jesus said. Can you drink the cup I drink? Or be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with?
他们要来求荣耀，要求坐在左边，坐在右边。
They want glory sitting to the right and left of Jesus.
他们来求的时候，他们一定是很认为，他们很知道他们要求什么。
They know what they want. They think they're deserving.
但是耶稣说，你们不知道你们所求的是什么。
But Jesus said, you don't know what you are asking.
他们说，我们能。耶稣说，我所喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的洗你们也要受。
We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, you will drink the cup I drink and baptized with the baptism I am baptized with.
如果耶稣起头告诉他们说，你们不知道你们所要求的是什么，结果呢，他们在这个耶稣告诉他们这件事情之后呢，他们还说我们能啊。
Jesus really said, you don't know what you are asking, but they said the same thing, we can.
耶稣说，我所要喝的杯你们能喝吗？我要受的洗你们要受吗？事实上他们对主耶稣所做的杯跟洗啊，他们根本不知道是什么。
They don't understand the true meaning of the cup and the baptism.
所以在这里英文的受，我所受的洗，这个受的洗呢是用现在式，所以不是讲耶稣那个过去在约旦河的受洗这件事情。
So Jesus using present tense is not referring to he was baptized in Jordan River.
只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的，就赐给谁。
But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared.
那十个门徒听见就恼怒雅各、约翰。
When the ten heard about this, they became indignant with James and John.
耶稣告诉他们说：“你们不知道你们所求的是什么。”
Jesus said, "You don't know what you are asking."
你们有没有经验过，有些人不知道他所要的，但是他要来求？
You know, people were asking, but they don't know what they're asking for.
甚至他们所要求的这个东西对他们有什么样的反应或用处呢？他们也都不知道，他们就是来求。
They're just asking for asking's sake.
而且他们不知道这个杯到底是怎么一回事，这个敬是怎么一回事。他们说我们能。
When they say we can't, they don't understand the cup and the baptism, the true meaning.
而且他们不知道为什么。不知道他们所求的是什么，他们可以发怒的。
But they can be indignant about what they ask for.
所以事实上，耶稣在面对这一群，对他来讲的话，这一群人事实上是无知的人。
So his disciple in a way are very ignorant.
所求的他们事实上也不知道，他们以为他们能，其实他们不能，他们也不知道，甚至他们不知道什么原因要对雅各和约翰，不知道原因，他们还是不知道之下，还可以对他们发怒。
They don't even know what they're asking for, but they're still indignant.
如果你有一种情形发生，你完全知道掌握所有的事情，但是有一些的人他完全不知道，但是他来了以后呢，他每一件事情他都要出主意，他每一件事情他都有想法，甚至你不知道他的想法，他说我要发脾气，你要跟这种人怎么相处？
Sometimes you know all the circumstances, but some people just so ignorant they came and criticize everything, and then they even indignant of what you are doing. What are you going to react?
弟兄姐妹，我们在侍奉的时候，我们有可能遇到这样的情况的。
In our ministry, it's not uncommon to face this kind of difficulty.
你从主那里有所领受，你知道主的意思应当是要这样走的。
You know God's will, how you should proceed.
但是有一些的人，他不知道神的引导跟带领，但是他意见非常的强烈。
But some strong opinionated people, they don't know God's will.
他们不知道什么，但是他们要求。
They don't know God's will, but they want to ask.
他们在教会的里面，他们说你要做这个，你要做这个。
They think we should do this and this in the church.
他们要拿出很伟大的计划，他认为我们能做，我们就是有条件可以做出来。
They have great plan. They say we can.
甚至他们不知道什么，他们看见不满意，他们就在发脾气，在发怒。
Something they are not happy, they will be upset and show anger.
这是一群非常自大而骄傲却无所知的一群群众。
So they are self-absorbed, arrogant, and ignorant as well.
所以耶稣是服侍这样的人。
This is the people that Jesus served.
我们侍奉的时候有时候可能会遇到这样的情况。
So in our ministry, we may face the same situation.
所以我们在侍奉主的过程中，如果有这样的情况的话，我们不但从主面前领受顺服的生命，面对危险还是遵照着父的旨意。
So despite that, despite danger, we need to obey God's will.
从无私的生命里面，我们虽然跟一些很自私的人相处，我们要释放出无私的生命。
Among selfish people, we need to release our unselfish life.
当我们面对一群侍奉的人、服侍的人，他是无知的，我们需要主耶稣怜悯的生命。
So when we serve ignorant people, we need to release merciful life.
耶稣事实上面对这些不知道他们所求的是什么，不知道他们发怒为什么而发怒这样的一群人，主耶稣只有用一个怜悯的心接纳他们。
So Jesus showed mercy to those people who don't know what they're asking.And easy to upset about everything.
好像耶稣的心里面是对他们说：“你们现在不知道，但是有一天你们会明白的。”
In Jesus' mind, he said, "You don't understand, but eventually you will know what I meant."
这个是一个怜悯的心肠，对待一个无知、无理顶撞你的人，你必须要怜悯他。
So we need to show merciful life for those ignorant people.
有时候我们向人传福音，他给你的回应是臭脸，他给你的是厌恶，你必须怜悯他，因为他不知道他仍然在黑暗里面。
Sometimes when we spread the gospel, the response may be resentful or hateful. We need to show mercy to them because they don't know they're in the dark.
你会不会传福音的时候，有人给你脸色，你就躲到一边，暗暗的在那里冷笑？你是到地狱去的。
Can you be sometimes despised the people not accepting the gospel, thinking, go to hell?
这样的话，我们就没有这个释放出怜悯的心来了。
That way, we are not releasing the merciful life.
所以等到后来门徒回过头来在回忆的时候，他们才会想说：“哎呀，那个时候那样的无知，但是这位耶稣在那样的环境之下仍然。”想尽各样的方法来迁就我们。
Later on, disciples reflecting on the circumstances, they will understood that Jesus was show mercy to them despite their ignorance.
所以事实上，基督徒能够发出怜悯的心，都是看见了说，这位耶稣他怜悯了我，我才有办法用这样的生命来怜悯周围的人。
As Christian, we can release merciful life because we understand God show mercy to us.
这个怜悯的里面就不会带着骄傲了。
then there will be no pride in Christian life.
因为我自己是一个被怜悯过的人。
Because we were shown mercy.
所以耶稣把他的生命释放了出来。
So Jesus released his merciful life.
所以以后他的门徒也会去怜悯那些过去落在他们无知一样光景的情况的人。
Then his disciple will show mercy to other ignorant people just like them before.
第四十二节，耶稣叫他们来，对他们说：“你们知道，外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们。”
Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them."
只是在你们中间不是这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant.
在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。
And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all.
这里主耶稣指出来，这里有两条路。
There are two ways that Jesus showed us.
一条是世界的道路。
One is the way of the world.
这条道路门是宽的，路是大的。
It's a wide gate and the road was broad.
这个就是在这个世界的定律呢，就是不断的往上爬，即使是踩着别人上去，也要往上爬。
So this strive for quote unquote success, even though you step on someone else.
只要我能够爬上去，用什么样的手段是不需要去考虑的。
The end justifies the means, as long as I get ahead.
只要我能够高高在上，骑在别人的头上，我就是一个成功的人。
Success is means I have authority over others.
我为什么要站在高高的位置上呢？因为我就不需要亲自劳苦来服务别人。
Why I want to be on top so that I don't have to serve others?
我可以为我自己的满足跟权力，我可以努力往上爬。
So it will satisfy my own needs and satisfaction. Keep on moving up.
如果有挡住的，我就可以将它打倒。
So I will kick away all my obstructions.
我最后到的那个地位，我就可以管辖别人，我可以施展我的权柄。
So once I reach the top, I can lord over others.
耶稣说，这是世界的道路。
So this is the way of the world.
但是他的道路呢，门是窄的，路是小的。
But his way is narrow, and the door is small.
他说：“你们中间谁愿意为大？你们中间谁愿意为首
？”So whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant.
你就是要做用人，要做仆人，要做奴仆。
So you have to be servant and slave.
我们。在这里要注意主耶稣所讲，他说你们中间愿意为大，愿意为首。主耶稣并不是不要我们为首为大，主耶稣事实上他的心是希望我们为首，而且是为大。
It doesn't mean Jesus doesn't want us to be great or first. He wants us to be great and first.
但是这个路呢，是怎么走的呢？是带着上帝所给你的能力和智慧呢，你把你自己降卑下去，做仆人来服侍别人，这样叫做为大，这样叫做为首。
With the ability and wisdom from God, so you can serve others. That's what it meant to be great and first.
我们来到这个教会的里面，我们刚开始进来的时候，我们是客人。
When we first came to this church, we're just like guests.
慢慢的觉得这个地方蛮喜欢的，就开始想当主人。
So gradually like it here, then we want to be host.
如果你来到这个教会，在这边待了两年，你还是客人的话，有一个大问号要问你了。
If you've been here for over 2 years, it just feel like a guest, then there's a big question mark to you.
因为客人的意思就是，大家都对你非常的礼貌，想办法来服务你，然后你也带着微笑来欣赏别人的服务。
So as a guest, you receive courtesy and being served.
那如果服务不周到呢？那就批评一下，给他们一点指点。
So sometimes if the service is not good, you can criticize.
这个是做客人的。
So this is being a guest.
但是客人如果待了两年还是做客人的话，你要询问你自己。
So So after 2 years, if you're still a guest, you should ask yourself.
但是做了两年了以后，觉得超过了两年以后呢，开始就会愿意对这个教会有一种的感觉，开始希望在这个教会里面当主人。
So after 2 years, if the feelings grow to be, well, I should be a host now.
做主人并不是错的。
Nothing wrong to be a host.
但是在这个教会如果两年之后呢，还是持续在做主人的话，那还是有问题的。
But if after 2 years you're being a host, there's still some problem.
如果你超过三年的话，你应该知道你应该开始学习做什么。
So after 3 years, you should know what you should be.
你要开始学习做仆人了。
You should be a servant.
就带着你所学到的，从上帝得到的恩典，你要把你自己降下去，降到能够去服务客人了。
After receiving the grace, you should learn to serve.
这个降卑是不容易的。
Lower self with the grace is not an easy task.
因为这个世界告诉我们要往上爬。
Because the world said we should move ahead.
但是耶稣说你们要往下降。
But Jesus said you should lower yourself.
这个往下降的时候，你这个里面的生命就能够释放出来。
When you lower yourself, you can release your life.
我们从耶稣里面领受到他有一个顺服的生命释放出来，无私的生命释放出来，怜悯的生命释放出来。
So we learn from Jesus how to release our life, obedient, unselfish, and merciful.
在这里我们看见耶稣基督把那个降卑的生命释放出来。
Also, Jesus showed us to release a humble life.
他本与上帝同等，却不以自己与上帝同等为强夺的，反倒虚己啊，成了奴仆的形象。
So he's the same status as God, but he lowered himself as a servant to us.
所以他的那个降卑的生命释放出来，你看看这些门徒被触摸到了。所以这些的门徒，你看他往后的侍奉里面，他们是一个卑微的仆人在侍奉。
So his disciple touched by his humble life, so in the future they will serve the same way.
在教会的里面，你会经历得到，你在教会中，你会让你会佩服的那种人，你心里面会暗暗的非常敬佩的人。都是做仆人的。
So what kind of person you admire in the church? They are all servants to the church.
我相信很少人会很敬佩那些客人。
I don't think people admire guests.
也不会敬佩那个高高在上以为自己是主人的。
And they don't admire the people full of themselves.
他们心里面真的感觉到说，我如果愿意，我能够生命丰富的话，我愿意学习这个做仆人的。
Usually they want to learn how to serve.
四十五节说，主耶稣说：“因为人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。”
Even for the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
主耶稣来，他就是要把他的生命舍去。
So Jesus came to give his life.
世上有能力的人，他要抓，他要抢。
So competent people, they want to grab the power and everything.
这个社会呢，认定人呢，如果他能够抓到越多的，叫做越成功。
The success in this society means you have a lot.
手上拿的越多的，越重要的人物。
The more you own, the more important you are.
但是耶稣是。给出去，舍弃，舍掉了。
But for Jesus, it's the more you give, the more you release.
他给到最后，连他的生命都只好给出去了。
He released his life to the point of give up his life.
他是一无所有了。
He has nothing.
他给的越多，给到最后给光了。
He gave it all.
把他的生命就这样释放出去。
Give his life and release it.
我相信他在钉在十字架上面的时候，天上的天使会在那里摇头。
I think when he is on the cross, the angel in heaven probably would said, "No, no."
不值得啊，不值得。
It's not worth it.
实在不公平啊，不公平。
It's not fair.
真的是这样子啊。
It's the way.
一个全然丰富的主啊，到最后挂在十字架上。赤身肉体啊
Almighty God nailed to the cross naked.
一无所有。
nothing left.
所以你我才有得到那个丰富。
That's how we get eternal life, abundant life.
耶稣把顺服的生命给出去，把无私的生命给出去，也把怜悯的生命给出去，把降卑的生命给出去。
So God released his life, showing his obedience, unselfishness, mercy, and humbleness.
最后他给的出去的就是舍弃的生命。
In the end, he laid down his life.
罗马书说，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Jesus gave up his life while we were still sinners. That's how he showed his love to us.
他的生命释放出来，我们可以得着的。
He released life so that we can gain life.
如果你也得着这样的生命的时候，你也可以释放这样的生命出来。
Once you receive such life, you can release your life.
如果你能够释放这样的生命，你才就叫做在侍奉上帝。
If you can release your life, that's true meaning of serving.
不是做什么事情做得轰轰烈烈的才叫做侍奉。
It's not just doing things.
别人都能够算得出来、讲得出来、指得出来的东西才叫做侍奉，不是的。
It's not count how many things you've done.
如果我们所做的事、所说的话的过程中，基督的生命没有办法从你生命里面释放出来，你的侍奉不是叫做侍奉，只是叫做做做事而已。
You have to release your life through your ministry, otherwise you're just doing things, go through the motion.
这里我们说到释放耶稣基督的生命，就是在你接受耶稣基督的时候，你的里面会产生一个新的人。
That's why when you receive the life from Jesus, when he releases life to you, you became a new person.
不是旧的老我。
It's not your old self.
旧的人释放出来的没有属灵的功效。
If you release your old self, there's no spiritual advantage.
只有新人被释放出来的时候，人的生命才有办法做转变的。
Only the new self releasing life can transform your life.
我要讲一点点我过去的一点点的经历。
My own experience.
我希望听完这个见证以后呢，不要弟兄姐妹有个误导，以为我在讲我的新人多么的丰富，不是的意思。
Don't misunderstand. I'm not showing how proud I am with my new self.
我在讲这个新人的生命真的是跟我原来的人不一样的。
Just contrast my new self with my old self.
我接受了耶稣基督以后，我还没有受洗，我就去传福音了。
Once I accept Jesus Christ before baptized, I went and spread the gospel.
我到人家家的门口去敲门，希望他开门，让我有机会介绍我认识的这位耶稣。
I knocked door to door, hope to introduce the Jesus I know.
所以我开始传的时候，我也是用我旧人的那一套在传。
I was using the old self way.To spread the gospel.
我后来发现没有什么真正的效果。
It's not effective.
所以这个时候我知道我必须去读圣经。
Then I know I need to read the Bible.
因为不然的话我没有办法回答别人问的问题。
Without truly studying Bible, I cannot answer the question from others.
所以这样才开始启动我开始自己去花时间去读圣经。
That motivated me to spend time to study Bible.
所以我很早开始的时候我就每一天至少读三个小时的圣经。
Early on, I spent at least 3 hours a day studying Bible.
周末读更多的时间。
Weekend, I spend even more time.
我真的是被主吸引来追求他。
I was deeply touched and tried to learn from him.
主确确实实真的，他用他的手在引导我、带领我。
I felt his hand leading me.
当我受洗之后，大概3年多不到4年的时候，有一天我在房间里面自己一个人在那里祷告的时候，主对我说话了。
Three or four years after I got baptized, while I was alone in my room, I feel God spoke to me.
我因而祷告到末了的时候呢，他对我说， 我要叫你去对一个人，他 指出那个人的名字，说你，我要叫你去对他说话。
At the end of my prayer, he spoke to me, you should spread the gospel to this particular person.
那我就说，要说什么？
What should I say?
就出来说以西结书。
He told me, Ezekiel.
刚刚信主三年的人，对以西结书是非常陌生的。
Probably 3 years, after knowing God for 3 years, you probably know very little about the book of Ezekiel.
我知道我那个时候我大概翻过两次以西结书。
I knew I went over the book of Ezekiel twice so far.
我旧约的方法就是一页一页的很快的就这样看过去，没有停在那个地方去默想或是的，我就这样翻过去翻过去翻过去，我知道说旧约要赶快的把它读过去。
I just want to scan through the Old Testament, just go through that quickly.
所以主说以西结书的时候，我就问哪一章。
That's why I asked God which chapter of the book of Ezekiel.
他给我答复说第三章。
He told me chapter 3.
那我接下来准备问第几节。
Then I asked which verse.
他说十六节到第十九节。
He told me verses 16 to 19.
他指定说这个话你要传给那个人。
He told me to spread those words to that particular person.
所以我就祷告完以后呢，我就跑到我的书房去把以西结赶快找。
So quickly, I went to my study to look for the book of Ezekiel.
我翻到了第三章第十六节。
I turned to chapter 3, verses 16.
第十六节说，过了七日啊，耶和华的话临到我说。
At the end of 7 days, the word of the Lord came to me.
人子啊，我立你做以色列家守望的人，所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。
Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning for me.
我何时指着恶人说你必要死？你若不警戒他，也不劝戒他，使他离开恶行，拯救他的性命，这恶人必死在罪孽之中。我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。
When I said to a wicked man, you will surely die, and you do not warn him or speak out.To dissuade him from his evil ways in order to save his life, that the wicked man will die for his sin, and I will hold you accountable for his blood.
倘若你警戒恶人，他仍不转离罪恶，也不离开恶行，他必死在罪孽之中，你却救自己脱离了罪。
But if you do warn the wicked man, and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his evil ways, he will die for his sin, but you will have saved yourself.
主那时候跟我讲的那个人呢，事实上是当时教会的长老。
The person God wants me to talk to actually is the elder in the church.
我才刚刚受洗三年而已。
I only got baptized in about 3 years ago.
所以我这个旧人马上就做反应了。
So the response of my old self was.
因为不去翻那个圣经，我还不知道这么严重。结果一看，这个东西我躲也躲不开，逃也逃不掉。
I don't know the series until I read the verses in Ezekiel.
因为他说你必须去警戒他，不然他会死在罪孽之中。
It's my responsibility to warn him, otherwise he will die in sin.
这个对我来讲是很不舒服的一件事情啊。
I feel uncomfortable to do that.
但是下面那句话更不舒服啊。
But what's more, it's in the verse.
他说你如果不去警戒他的话呢，你也有麻烦的。
Because in the verse said, I will hold you accountable for his blood.
我要向你讨他丧命的罪啊
！Because I will be responsible for his sin，
变成我被放在一个我自己躲不能躲的一个地位啊
！I cannot hide，
所以我的旧人在那里做反应啊！我的思想里面想说，我的资历这么浅，我年纪也比他小那么多，我干嘛去得罪一个人？而且这个将来我还在教会里面与他相处，我干嘛去做这个事呢
？So my old self telling me, you are so young in this church.And younger than his person, and then if you do so, how can you face him in the down the line?
在我的情感上，我也有挣扎，因为他们夫妇常常有机会就请我到他们家去吃饭，而且我家里的事，我也常常提出来请他们为我祷告。
So in the past, they entertain me, and sometimes I ask them for prayer.
我的意志里面当然是做剧烈的反抗啊，我要挣扎，因为我觉得这个实在太矛盾了，为什么要找我去讲这句话呢？
So I reasoned, why me? Why should I do this?
我反反复复那边在那里为这件事情在那里来来回回这样挣扎。
I struggled a long time, back and forth.
这是我的旧人的反应。
This is the response of my old self.
而且更麻烦的事实是，我不知道到底他做了什么事情啊。
Furthermore, I didn't even know what he has done.
那就要叫我去讲一个我不知道什么，但好像我就无名指控的意思啊。
So probably I would accuse him for no reason.
我在这里主要是要跟你说明一件事情而已，并不是说你很灵啊，或者不是的。我主要要讲的一件事情就是说，我有一个新人，我有一个旧人。
The point being, there's old self and new life in me.
我的旧人做的反应是不愿意的。
The response of the old self is unwilling.
而且这个做这件事情，变成是在旧人来讲是不合理的。
It's unreasonable in the eyes of my old self.
不但不合理，而且还是不合情理的。
And maybe troublesome.
我最后我真的说主啊，你若要我愿意做，但是求你保护我。
So in the end, I pray I will do it, but please protect me.
我就带着圣经找了那个长老，然后他旁边还有一位，我需要另外一位长者坐在旁边做证人。
So I brought another elder and my Bible to this elder.
那我就说主给我一句话，他说要我告诉你。
So I told him, God gave me the words to tell you.
我就翻开，就说他说以西结第三章十六到第十九节。
So I turned chapter 3 verses 16 to 19 to him.
我就把它一节一节慢慢的把它念完。
So I read slowly verse for verse to him.
那旁边那个就想要打圆场啊，说小孩子说瞎说。
The other elder tried to smooth things out.
但是那个听我话的那个长老，他的脸色发沉。
But the elder, his face turned.
我不知道发生什么事情。
I didn't know what happened.
但是我就是不是按我的意思，但是真的有那个新人，那个新人可以愿意顺服主的意思。
My new life following and obedient to God's will.
如果你愿意把你的旧人放下来，让你的新人在你的生命里面真的能够掌权的话，你会经历到你的生命里面你能够释放出耶稣基督的生命来。
When you give up your old self and let your new life in charge, then you can relieve Jesus' life.
你可以从你的生命里面你会释放出顺服的生命来。
Then you can release obedient life.
无私的生命出来。
Unselfish life.
怜悯的生命出来。
Merciful life.
降卑的生命出来。
Humble life.
舍弃的生命出来
and lay down life.
你会赐福给许许多多的人
and you will bring blessing to many people.
那个福分会先从你的家开始的
and the blessing will start from your own family.
今天我们在这里2000年了，到现在这个时候，我们看见为什么有那么多的人生命被转变呢？就是因为他们的里面有这个生命被释放出来。
2,000 years later, how many lives has been transformed because Jesus released his life to us?
所以耶稣在四十节的说，只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的，就赐给谁。
So verses 14, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared.
雅各和约翰到耶稣面前跟他求说，我可不可以坐你左边，可不可以坐你右边。
James and John asked to sit at Jesus' right and left.
在基督你的荣耀的里面，坐在你左边，坐在你右边。
In his glory, sitting to his right and his left.
耶稣说，这不是我可以指定要给谁就给谁的。
This is not for me to grant.
而是为谁预备的，也就是这个被预备过的人呢，他才能够坐他该坐的位置上。
Belongs to those who whom they have been prepared. You have to be prepared.
这个预备就是你释放过多少基督的生命，你就坐那个位置。
How much your life releasing as Jesus' life to the world?
弟兄姐妹，这个位置你愿你为大，也愿你为首。
So you'll be first and you'll be great.
但是这条路怎么走呢？是把自己放下去，降卑来侍奉别人。
So how can you achieve that? Humble yourself and serve others.
把基督的生命在你的侍奉中能够释放出去。
Release Jesus' life in your ministry.
我相信在那一天坐在主周围的那个重要的位置，一定是释放生命最多的人。
The one who sits at his left in life is the one who releasing the most of their life.
你们千万不要以为好像做传道人就将来会做的比较靠近耶稣。
So as a preacher, not necessarily they'll be closest to the Jesus.
绝对不是根据这个根据的。
That's not the foundation, whether you're a preacher or not.
真正的根据就是你的生命里面让基督释放多少他自己的生命。
So how many of your life reflecting on Jesus releasing his life in you?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.